from the Kiss 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yeah, here we are. Last week of January.
That's it, huh?
Uh-huh. That's a wrap. Jeez. On almost a wrap. On month one of 2025.
We did it.
Hope you've been making the best of it.
Yeah. It's the worst time of year.
What do you mean?
I hate it.
Why?
I don't know. It's so unpretty. Like, I don't know. It's like cold and then.
Well, yeah.
It's just the worst time of year.
I know.
Because at least like before the holidays, when it starts to get cold, you're like, yeah, but the holidays are coming up.
Sure.
Right?
Oh, because now we have nothing to look
There's
forward to.
There's literally nothing to look forward to.
Well, we got Family Day coming up.
Nobody looks forward to Family Day.
It's a day off.
No, but sure, it's a day off, but it's not something you look forward to. Most people, I would say, when it comes to Family Day, they're like, that's this weekend?
Uh-huh. Okay, fine. March break?
March break? That's a long time.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's
Easter.
Day.
What about Easter?
When's Easter?
In April.
No, it's too long.
And then there's May 2-4.
We got to suffer. All of January sucks. February's terrible. Nothing happens in February.
Valentine's Day?
No.
Family Day, Valentine's Day,
okay, cool.
Super Bowl.
Sure. Grammys. Great. Great. Yeah, that makes it worth it. No, it doesn't.
Oh, the Royal Rumble. That's what it is.
Royal Rumble on Saturday. What a way to kick off the month.
They can keep jamming as many things that they want into February to try and class it up, but it's still a terrible month.
What else
it's the worst.
Guan and Feb. Hold up. Let me check my calendar.
February is the worst.
Oh, I know.
What?
Oh, hey. It's hey. Black History Month, son. Worst month ever, huh?
Yeah. Hold on.
I'm talking about the weather.
Hold on. No, Shem, go ahead. You and Ross.
Yes. worst month ever, I believe, was the quote.
Also, Shem, it says a whole lot that was fifth on your list behind Royal Rumble.
Making sure that you had it first.
Shem's naming all this stuff.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day. Royal Rumble. Valentine's Day. Sadie Hawkins Day. I believe there is a discount at Swiss Chalet Day.
Damn, bro.
Oh, Black History Month. Thanks for the reminder, Shem.
Don't you question my card. It's about you.
Bro, you about to get kicked out, son.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Oh, I can't wait for this. Coming up, give us just a little bit, but coming up is part three of Roz and Mocha's Tone Deaf Duets.
Oh. Yes. Amazing. Sorry, what was that, Maria?
Oh.
Tone Deaf Duets is Maria and Dammit Maury duetting together on a song. And the thing is that in their headphones, they can hear the track, but they cannot hear themselves. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're belting it out at the top of their lungs, but they can't hear what they're saying. They're completely deaf to the whole experience, right?
You can't hear the other person either.
And you can't hear the other person either. And you got to do this in one take. And by request, and as soon as this request came in, Mocha and I were both like, oh my God, yes.
Uh-huh.
So today for Roz and Mocha's Tone Deaf Duets, Maury and Maria will be doing Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus.
Of course.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tone Deaf Duets, Miley Cyrus edition is next.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Tone Deaf Duets, Roz and Mocha's Tone Deaf Duets.
Yes.
By request, Maury and Maria will be doing Tone Deaf Duets. Tone Deaf Duets is, they're going to be listening to the song. So they have headphones on that are loud and they will hear the backing track. They cannot hear themselves in their headphones and they cannot hear each other in their headphones. They're going in completely deaf to the whole situation that's going on. Mm-hmm. And not being able to hear yourself when you're singing is like the worst thing in the world. That's why you see guys do that cool thing where they put their finger in their ear.
Sure.
Right? You know what I mean? You know that move? Right? Yes. And so, and the only rule is you guys got to do it in one take. And by request today, it's Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus.
So good.
And
classic.
You guys each have your lyric sheets there.
Okay.
Put your headphones on, both ears. And I'm going to come over. And Mocha, you want to let me know?
Oh, yeah.
You want to count it down?
Ready?
Yes.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain.
We jumped, never asking why.
We kissed, I fell under your spell.
A love no one could deny.
Don't you ever say I just walk away.
I will always want you.
I can't live a lie running for my life.
I will always want you.
I came in like a rainbow. Now you're not coming down.
It slowly turned, you let me burn.
And now we're ashes to the ground.
Don't you ever say I just walked away.
I will always lock you.
I can't live a lie running for my life.
I will always want you.
I came in like a
all you ever did was wreck me.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
They can't see me waving. Their eyes are closed.
Close my eyes.
Yeah, your eyes are closed. Guys.
Let me crashing in a blazing
sun. It's almost over.
All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wreck me. Yeah, you wreck me.
Yeah. Yo, it started so well. Yeah. It started so well. So much hope.
I'll say, well, Maria and Maury, you guys definitely gave it your all, and it seemed like you were really, really into the song. For two people who said, like, oh, I don't really know the song that well, you guys, like, you did well. Congratulations.
Go big or go home.
Yeah. I felt that one in my soul a little bit.
That's what she said.
I felt it all over.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is Tone Deaf Duet.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I found this video where this woman is teaching guys how to shoot their shot at the ladies.
like new school kind of ways? It's hard out there right now.
I know. It's tough. The dating world is tough. Yeah. But here she is giving guys the advice on how to pick up a lady.
Okay.
How to shoot your shot at the send this to your scary ass homeboy that's afraid to talk to the y'all gotta let the fear of embarrassment go. You might have got rejected in the past, but did you die? No. You live to shoot another day. Number one is for my real you gonna walk her down. You gonna walk her down like a rolling 60 on Crenshaw. Like a real weirdo on hood. Pull up, hop out, and shoot. Where you from? What's your name? Can I get your number? Y'all be thinking about it too hard. Get straight to the point. If you're not confident enough for number two, let me give you something a little bit more player. If you see her out, you gonna send her a drink. You gotta know what b****s like. B****s love lemon drops. If you really wanna impress her, send her an espresso martini. On my granny, I'm giving y'all the sauce. She gonna be looking around like, oh, who just sent me this? Y'all gonna lock eyes, boom. That's your invitation to go over there. Number three is for when you in the DMs. This is a 90% success rate. Ask for that Cash App. Listen, she got hella d**s in her DMs, sending hard eyes and all types of freaky frog. Dare to be different. I know when I'm scrolling through my DMs and I see Cash App, immediately click. Here you go, baby. It ain't nothing to send some lunch money. Boom, she replied to you. And send her $40 because we need it. Then keep the conversation going after that. You got her interest. You got her attention. 9 times out of 10, you bagged her.
Wow. Is it? It's that easy, huh?
Wow.
It's that easy. What's your Cash App? Who knew? Everybody's out there struggling.
I know.
Who knew? Chocolate espresso martini and a Cash App.
Uh-huh.
That's all you need to do.
Espresso martini for sure. If you send a girl a drink or an espresso martini, I'm sure she'll look over for sure.
Yeah.
But the Cash App, I probably $40. Would not.
What about her first kind of piece of advice where she was like, just roll up on her, hop out the car.
Yes.
What's your name? Where are you from? Gonna get your number.
That's a bit aggressive.
Yes. I think I would run away.
It's a bit aggressive.
That's how kidnapping happens.
Yeah.
I think, Maury, if somebody just rolled up, yo, what's your name? What's your number?
That's when you pull out the bear spray.
That is, unless there's a smooth way of saying it, right?
An Uber delivery guy did that to me last week.
He jumped out of a car and said, hey.
He was on a bicycle and he's like, yo, what's your number? You're cute.
No.
Yeah, yes. Right.
Yes.
Did you give it to him? I bet you did.
No, I complained to Uber.
Oh my God.
Oh, he was shooting his shot and you like probably got him fired.
Should have sent him $40. We should have gone to number 4.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So I'm probably going to cry when I do this. We had to put my cat Pickles down this weekend.
Oh my God, no, Roz!
I know.
Oh, buddy!
Roz, I'm so sorry.
Dude, I'm sorry, man.
It was the worst.
That's awful.
It was the worst.
Oh, I'm really sorry, Roz.
Pickles has been in our lives
for
the duration of the show.
Yeah, the whole time.
Pickles was a part of the Roz and Mocha show.
I know, buddy.
I am so, so sorry.
So
can I come give you a hug?
Nah, you can't in a minute. Okay. I just gotta.
I'm sorry, man.
So like when we first got her, it was we moved into this house and then we weren't there that long, and I saw like 2 tiny kittens in the backyard, right? And then so my brother and I trapped them and captured them, kidnapped them with like oven mitts on because they were feral.
Yeah.
And then he took those and then they became Beans and Weenie, and my brother had them forever. And they've both now since passed. But the mom was Pickles and she wouldn't come in the house like ever. Like I tried everything to try and get her to come in the house. And then even like when winter came, I built her like a Rubbermaid insulated home in the backyard and I had a heating pad in it for her to sort of sleep in, because she wouldn't come in. And then months went by and she was still sleeping outside, and there was like a rainstorm one night, like a freezing rainstorm. It was so cold. And our doorbell rang at like 11 o'clock at night, and it was one of our neighbors. And she was like, hey, I think your cat wants to come in. And I was like, what? And I looked down and Pickles was sitting on the doorstep soaking wet.
Oh.
And so she came, she let herself in.
Yeah.
And then she like just like came into the house and fell asleep under the coffee table and just like never left.
Yeah.
Right. So when cats get sick, when any animal gets sick, right? Like the thing was like she started to lose a bunch of weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then we didn't know what was going on with her, and I could just like feel it, and she wasn't eating right and everything else. And then we brought her to the vet and she had like a tumor in her mouth, and like you're just like, oh my God. And the problem is when you have pets, right, is that they can't tell you when they're hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have to like advocate for them kind of thing. So we just like tried to keep her alive for a week.
Yeah.
And then it was really sweet because our vet, I was like, I don't want to do it at the vet.
Yeah, yeah.
This is terrifying.
Yeah.
So the vet came to the house.
Oh.
And she like gave her the shot and I held her.
Yeah.
Right. And then she fell asleep in my arms, and then I put her in the bed. And then Moo Moo, the other cat, was on the table.
Yeah.
Like watching, because that's like her best friend. Like he only wanted her to be his mom.
Yeah.
Right.
Did he know, you think? Like sense what was going on?
Totally. And then they gave her another shot, and then she just sort of like went away, as anybody who's ever gone through that. Mm-hmm. And then the vet was really great because she was in like her bed, and the vet took the bed. mm-hmm. because I'm like, there's no way I can throw this bed away.
Yeah, right?
I'm like, I cannot put this bed in the garbage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they took her away, and it was crazy because today was the first day because her bed is right in front of my doorway.
Yeah.
And like every morning I almost trip over. And then today was the first day, like I woke up for work where I didn't have to step over her and like try not to wake her up. But yeah, 20 years.
Oh right? my God.
And
I know.
She's been like a huge part of this show. Like I have so many stupid pickle stories. Mm-hmm. But anyway, anybody who's ever gone through this, you know, it's tough. And the only reason why I brought it up is because so many times people call the show and they ask about the cats.
Yeah.
Right? They have so many cat questions because we had four cats, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason I bring it up. And also because I know a lot of people go through this stuff and it's really, really tough. And like I said, it's like, you know, when you have a dog or a cat, like they can't tell you what's going on. And the only thing you can do is just do the best thing for them. Mm-hmm. Right?
I'm sorry, man.
So there you go. So that was Pickles.
Oh, man.
Love her a lot. And thank you.
R.I.P. Pickles.
R.I.P. Pickles.
R.I.P. Pickles. Yeah.
Right? Right?
Can I come give you a hug now?
Yes, of course you can.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry, man.
No.
Oh, buddy. Making me cry and everything, too.
That's all good.
But thank you, everybody. It was, that was lovely. Thank you.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yeah, my cat Pickles died. And anybody who's listened to the show from day one has heard about my cat Pickles because she was 20 and we had to put her down over the weekend and we did it at home because I didn't want to bring her to the vet because she hated the vet and it's scary and all that other stuff. But
yeah,
it's hard. Anybody who's ever sort of gone through this, it's really tough, but I needed to sort of tell you guys and everybody else because, like I said, we get so many calls about cats on this show and, you know, from fans and they want to know about them and how we managed to have four and all this stuff. So it was only fair to let everybody know.
The text lines, the Roz and Mocha text line.
Yeah.
So sorry for your loss, Roz.
Thank you.
Roz, I'm deeply sorry for your loss. Stay strong. You almost made me cry too. In memory of Pickles. Oh, I'm not going to read that.
No.
I think there should be an impromptu panty flicking contest this week in the studio involving everyone.
In honor of Pickles?
Uh-huh.
That's wild.
So sorry for your loss, Roz. You got me all teary-eyed. Now I'm going into work with glossy eyes. People are going to think I either just woke up or I'm high. Sorry, Roz. You got me crying before work. Be strong.
Oh, can I please explain that person so they don't sound like a monster, the panty flick?
Oh, that's please.
It's because my cat Birdie goes in. Remember I said that's how panty flicking started was because Birdie would go on panty raids in Catherine's drawers. Different cat. She's still alive. Still flicking panties.
OMG, Roz. I was bawling my eyes out. So sorry for your loss. Yeah. R.I.P. Pickles. Roz, my heart goes out to you.
Thank you very much, everybody. It's really lovely, too. When you go through stuff like this, this is sort of what makes the show tough, and it's what makes the show beautiful. So thank you.
And we have a call real quick. If we could take that, go ahead.
I just wanted to say to Roz, I totally feel your pain, and my heart goes out to you.
Thanks.
You're gonna make me cry now.
No.
I had to put my pug down like 3 days before Christmas.
Yeah, it's
and it's
tough.
Like it killed our family. And he was like, or she was my son's therapy dog.
Yeah.
And he had passed away at 7. So,
oh my God. Like
that was our last link to him. So, and he was a huge Roz fan. He always wanted to tell you, but we never could. So,
oh,
I was too shy to call in. I was always too shy. He'd be like, can I please talk to Roz? I'm like, no, he's so busy. Like, they have a show. You know what I mean? And like, yeah. So it was like culminating. So I wish I could hug you. I honestly wish I could hug you.
Yeah,
it's rough.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You really went through it, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's been a rough 10 years. Yeah. Lots has happened. So,
I can only imagine.
I mean, I feel bad for asking, like, how are you feeling now? Or how do you cope now? How do you get through the days now?
Honestly, it's been, I tell people all the time, I know it's just a dog, but to me, she was like, because I'm like agoraphobic. So like I stay in the house. So like I don't go anywhere. She was all I had. She was my best friend.
Yeah.
So now, like, we bought my daughter a cat because she was kind of going through feelings back when, because, like, the teenager feelings.
Yeah.
And he's kind of been my rock more, like, than anybody, because I get up at 5 and there he is. So, and he's been walking around kind of lost too.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just been me and Artemis just kind of like hanging out, just trying to go through the feels.
Yeah. It's crazy. You know, I always say, and it's the same thing with dogs too, but I have cats, but it's, you know, in the times when you feel like you have bottomed out and have absolutely nothing, sometimes a cat is enough.
Oh, totally.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's tough. It's tough to say goodbye, but hey, listen, we wish you the best and, thank you so much.
You too.
It means a lot.
I love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you right back. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Oh, I got so many. I got to thank everybody who listens to this show, man. I got so many beautiful messages yesterday from people after, we talked about my cat Pickles dying.
R.I.P. Pickles.
R.I.P.
And you're a real one.
And it was so just heartwarming. It was incredible. And like immediately, as soon as we talked about it on the show, just all day, I was just reading these wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things.
Beautiful.
And, damn it, Maury, whenever, like if I'm sick, like Maury's heart is always in the right place, I would say, right? Mm. But he's just always a little off. Mm. Like I remember I was sick one time and Maury sent me to the house banana bread. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And like, what do I hate more in the world?
Bananas. What did I do the other day? What did I say last week to you?
You know what? I felt terrible, but I also was like, oh my God, I love you. Thank you so much. So Mocha just disappeared out of the studio one day, right? And then he came back in and he was like, just had my banana. I'm like, where'd you have your banana? He's like down the hallway and in the offices.
Yo.
Right? Because Mocha eats his banana out of the studio. He has to go alone, right? And because the sight and sound of somebody eating banana to me is revolting, right?
Like, but I thought it was in bread form.
No, I just can't stand it. No, I hate bananas. I hate bananas. So, like, I remember one time I was sick. I even think I had COVID, dying. And Maury sends me banana bread to the house, right? And I'm like, hey, listen, thank you, but I threw in the garbage, right? So his heart is always in the right place. And whenever he sends stuff to the house, it's always like some poor soul whose English is not his first language. And then he's got to look at his phone and read whatever message Maury wrote. So Maury sent me something yesterday and the guy knocks on the door and I go out to the door and he's like, hey, Maureen says sorry for your loss. Yeah. And I'm like, who in the hell is Maureen?
Yeah, oh no.
And then,
God, I think you're cheating and stuff.
Right? And then I look at the thing and it says Maury, everything else. So Maury sends me a beautiful plant, right? Huh. And I want you to do something right now, Mocha. Mm. Open up Google.
Yeah.
Just Mocha. Open up Google.
Yeah.
Okay. And type in this. So he sent me a hyacinth, right? So it's type in HYACINTH space cats.
Cats?
Yeah. And then read what it says.
Hyacinths are toxic to cats and can make them very sick.
Yeah, so because my cat died, Maury sent me a plant that kills cats.
And how many other cats you got in the house?
Three
other cats. You trying to make them lose three more?
Sends me a plant that kills cats.
How would I know?
After your cat died.
Thank you. Sorry for your loss. Exo Maureen.
Yo, that's like a troll job.
Right?
This is basically your cat died. Ha ha.
Yes.
Sucks to be you.
Thank you.
So where's the plant?
What's that?
So where's the plant?
I don't know where. I don't know what Catherine did with it.
Throw in the garbage, man.
But our house is an emotional place right now. We're not bringing anything in that's going to kill the cats.
Oh my God.
Right? Sorry your cat died. Here's a plant that kills cats.
I know you have three more in the house that are fully alive.
It's a beautiful plant. Uh-huh. Don't get me wrong. Hyacinths are very beautiful.
Yeah.
But
hyacinths
it back?
Are on the list of plants poisonous to cats.
Yes. Thank you.
And I looked at a list of plants. Like
of
I could have picked any plant.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, when you're doing something like,
oh my God.
What?
Oh, yeah. Symptoms.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
You ready for this?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is what you're going to do to my cats, Maury. Okay. This is what you want to have happen to my three living cats.
Okay. Vomiting, sometimes with blood.
Yeah.
Diarrhea. tremors, drooling, rapid heart rate, shallow or labored breathing. Also, depression. Like them cats already aren't depressed, bro. Trying to make them more depressed.
So you just stop sending me things to the house. Like, I appreciate
it. Okay, so no banana bread.
No.
No plants.
No, I don't want, like.
Don't send anything.
Just don't. Like, I get it. Your heart's in the right place. Everything else, I really appreciate it, right? But honestly, like, I can't have, like, another worry, right? I'm already an emotional mess from saying goodbye to Pickles. I don't need to bring cat poison into the house.
Damn it, Maureen.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Podcast.
Do I have time to play this Martha Stewart thing that everybody sent me over the weekend?
Oh my God.
Yes,
over the last couple of days.
Hold on. Shem. Yo, hold on.
Get a napkin.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Go get your roll of paper towels in the car.
So what is it? So Martha Stewart, she was doing something for MAC Cosmetics, and she was doing like an ASMR thing.
Yeah.
Just like eating strawberries and stuff like this, right?
Juicy, delicious. Hi, I'm Martha Stewart. What gets me in the nude? How about a strawberry, fresh picked from the garden? Best in the hot sun. Honey? Golden amber.
Damn.
Makes a mess. Try eating one of these in a lily white bed. Can't do it. I love the glide.
You go.
MAC lipsticks smell like vanilla.
Damn.
I'm Martha Stewart, and I only wear MAC.
Oh, yeah.
Really is just the best.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Podcast.
As predicted, the new Bruno Mars Sexy Red song and music video came out. The song is called Fat, Juicy, Wet.
Which you said it was going to be yesterday because a lot of people thought that was. And what's that a reference to? Like, why did everybody know that that was going to be the name of the song?
I don't know. I think somebody spilled the beans on
it. Oh, it was a leak.
Yeah. Because the way the whole setup, the rollout for this happened this week, everything was set up.
Right.
Bruno Mars started off by saying, hey, I want to make a strip club anthem. Can you guys, like to his followers, can you guys help me find Sexy Red? Who's a rapper?
Gotcha, thank you.
And then Sexy Red commented on that post and be like, yo, I'm here, let's do it.
Yeah.
And then the very next day, the two of them posted a picture together.
Yeah.
And like, hey, we're shooting the music video, by the way. Bless you.
Mind your business.
And then the song came out, music video came out.
Right.
Music video features Lady Gaga as well.
Really?
Oh. Yep. She's in there, and Rosé, who is the girl that sings the APT song that Bruno Mars is on.
Okay.
All right.
And so this was, the design is a new strip club anthem, right?
So before we play for you the actual song that you hear on the radio, like the radio edit, I would like to play for you with beeps what the dirty version sounds like.
Okay.
So you can do the comparison.
Okay.
Because the song is very, very filthy.
I would hope so.
With a name like Fat, Juicy, and What?
Because people in the comment section, one person in the comment section of the YouTube video was like, you mean to tell me this is the same guy that sang Grenade and...
Marry Me?
And Just the Way You
Want to Marry You?
Yeah. Listen to this.
Fat, Juicy, and Wet. I don't even so good, made me throw up a set. That good kitty kitty, good kitty kitty, making my pet. Pretty type of you ain't never gonna forget.
And when Sexy Red comes in, she is filthy.
Like weed, like dope, like cocaine, put it up your nose. I ride by my suck on my toes, 24 crap, drip like gold. Turn my legs back, from the front. Milk mustache on your face when I in front of the bottom, in front of the top.
Oh, wow. I actually think we could use a few more beeps in there.
Yeah, I agree.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Podcast.
Yo, I like your shirt, man. You look like you're going on vacation.
Oh, thank you.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it short sleeve? Is it a button up?
Yeah. Yeah, it's got whatchamacallit. Cactus. What are those things?
Cactus.
Yeah, cacti.
Look like you're ready to go on vacation.
Yeah.
You look like the dad at the airport ready to go to a sunny destination with your family.
Really, huh?
That's what you look like. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. I got ready for vacation.
I feel you. Hey, will you tuck your hoodie strings in, please? They're weird when they stick out.
Oh, I didn't.
Because your hoodie strings are never sticking out.
Oh, sorry.
I saw you this morning and I was like, tuck those in. But I didn't want to say that because it was going to be weird unless we were on the radio.
Sorry, I was in a rush.
You know what I mean? That's the kind of thing.
I was in a rush today.
You know,
completely forgot.
Am I right, Shem? Right? Like, just two dudes talking? Yeah, you don't want to say that?
Yeah, bro, tuck it in.
Yeah.
That's a wild thing to say.
Bro, but tuck it in. People leave their strings out all the time.
No, but Mocha has never, though.
I know.
Is what I'm saying. It looks weird on Mocha when it's all
maybe
hanging
out. Maybe he's doing a new look?
No. I don't want him to do a new look. That wasn't cleared.
The approval process.
God have mercy.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Anyway, what's going on, everybody?
What is going on?
It's Thursday. We're almost done with January.
Yeah. No, for sure. I didn't see my wife like at all yesterday. It was crazy.
Oh, really? I talked to her like enough times.
Shut up. It felt like old school because there were times when I used to do this show and ET Canada, there were days where I would see her like a half hour a day kind of thing. If she was on a shoot, whatever, she'd come down, say goodnight. And then with the way the schedule worked is that if that happened on a Monday, I wouldn't see her till Wednesday. Mm. Right. And it was weird. It felt old school yesterday because she was just working all day, got home late, and then I had to pick up rocks from something she was doing at 7. And it was just wild. Like I felt like I saw her for like 2 seconds yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was really weird when
that
happened.
Did you text her for the day?
Maury, you did it. You did it, man.
I'm not going to
We call that a gold star day in my world.
I'm not going to clap for that. But didn't you like text her throughout the day? Be like, babe, I miss you so much.
No, because I was busy and I couldn't text and she was working and I hate texting her when she's on shoots, right? Oh, okay. I will do anything to not text her when she's on shoots and just throw her off.
She told me to tell
like
you
that.
When you go to the grocery store, pick up almond milk. You guys are out.
Hey, she did text me that and I had to tell her no.
Why not?
Because I don't know what happened to that company. There was a company where they were doing almond milk and then something happened with the listeria. I don't know what was going on.
Silk is
that
what it was?
And I guess they like shut a couple plants down or something like that. And I can't find that stuff anywhere now.
Really? I found the vanilla almond stuff the other day and I bought it again.
Yo, I'll bring it for her tomorrow.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. The cold stuff though, not the stuff on the shelf.
What do you mean?
Yeah, cold stuff.
In the fridge.
Yeah. Anyway, I couldn't find any.
I know, that's why she texted me.
Anyway, I told her to start looking for a new product because I'm not going searching for that one anymore.
Why not?
It's too hard.
Just use Uber Eats.
Uber Eats?
You can do your groceries in Uber Eats.
$14 for almond milk?
For almond milk?
Bro. No. That's how I get my bananas.
Oh, God, bananas are a dollar.
What's the surcharge
like
on that?
For 25 of them.
What's the delivery and the surcharge on that for
plus
bananas?
$3.
Unless you have Uber One.
But I also will order a case of water because it's too heavy.
A case of water?
Because it's too heavy. Bro, you need to see a doctor if you cannot carry a case of water.
Let someone else carry it.
Hey, that's what they're there for, right? That's the job.
And then I write in the notes, don't knock, leave outside door.
Oh, my God. Don't knock? Because you don't want to deal with them?
Well, and the dog will bark.
Oh, my God. But don't they just leave it downstairs at the concierge?
No, they bring it upstairs and leave it outside the door.
That's not safe.
They let them up?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I didn't think they did that in condos.
That's how murderers get into condos.
Hey, now, come on.
No, but it's true.
No, those are the renters down the hall.
Oh, it's true.
No, so I didn't see my wife at all yesterday and it felt super weird. Like I don't know, like it was odd because we usually hang out. We usually have like a big evening thing that we do and you know, I hold her foot on the couch and just like all this stuff. And I didn't do any of that last night.
Were you fast asleep on the couch when she got home?
No, I wasn't. I was awake and then she got home and then she had so much to do. And then she started falling asleep on the couch and then she said that she was going to bed. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch like 2 seconds of this show. And then I guess she wasn't in bed. She decided to go in the office and do work. So I went to bed and I got to bed and she wasn't there. And then so I just like fell asleep without her. And like,
when you woke up this morning, where was she?
She was asleep beside me, but I didn't know when she came to bed. I have no idea when she came to bed. Oh. Yeah, I just didn't see her at all. It was wild.
Gold star day.
Still
gold
not clapping
star
for that.
Day.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hello.
Yo, Gina, what's good? It's Roz and Mocha.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Time to wake up, girl. What's up?
Oh my God.
Gina is a flaming Romo, a Roz and Mocha super fan. Gina lives in Cincinnati, Ohio, correct?
Sure, yeah. It's part of where we live.
Can I so your best friend Angie is the one who actually gave us your phone number and asked us to give you a call.
Oh my God.
Are you okay if I read to you what she sent to us, the note that she sent to us?
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, describe your friendship with Angie. How'd you guys meet? How long have you been friends for?
We're actually family. We've been in each other's lives since we were young kids. Her dad, by marriage, her dad is part of like my mom's life. So we're pretty much family, and she's the best person in the entire world.
Yeah. She said that, that you are her best friend. So can I read this? What she wrote to us?
Yes.
Says, my name is Angie and I've been listening since day one. You guys have made me smile on the toughest days and I will always appreciate you all for that. But I'm not reaching out for me. I'm reaching out hoping for a favor from you and the team for my best friend, Gina. She lives in America and I introduced her to the Roz and Mocha Show back in 2018. She's been listening to the podcasts ever since, and I swear our friendship has become stronger because of you guys. We don't get to see each other as often as we'd like. You guys have become a part of our daily lives and conversations. We laughed over a podcast episode just yesterday. But she's had a pretty crappy few years. She was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, having her son 3 years ago, and it hasn't had the best of luck health-wise because of it. Her flare-ups have been pretty tough, and she's just really hard on herself with not being present for her three-year-old boy. Her husband works a lot for his family and is a complete saint. Her mom lives with them and is such a good support system for her and being there for her grandson. She's a complete joy to be around when we get the chance to get together, and I wish I could do more for her. It's her birthday, and I was hoping to give her a shout out or even a phone call on her special day. That would be the greatest gift that I could give to her. So happy birthday to you, Gina.
Oh my gosh.
She cries a lot though.
What?
I said she cries
yes,
a lot,
I
though.
Do.
Well, damn, man.
Hey, you're wonderful. And you guys sound like you have a fantastic friendship. And you are not the first two friends that have bonded over this show or have, you know, managed to keep in touch or has gotten you through some times with a friend. And it's always so wonderful to hear that people like you and your bestie exist. And we're a small part of that wonderful, beautiful relationship that you guys have. And it's incredible.
You guys are the best. I honestly don't even have the words right now. It's just like a dream come true. It's like, I'm so nervous.
Oh, please don't be nervous. When Angie first introduced you to the Roz and Mocha Show, what was it about the show that made you think like, yeah, I'm going to listen to this a little bit more or I'm going to listen to this daily?
I don't know. It was like, I remember like visiting Canada, like just our trips that we would take like every year to see each other. And you guys just made us laugh. It's just the laughing, like, we don't always laugh enough in our life. And it was just, you guys were hilarious. You have done so much for me through this time. Oh my gosh. I have to listen to you guys every day. Yeah. If I don't, like, I can't get through the day.
Yeah. How are you feeling these days?
It's been a struggle.
Yeah.
trying to get, you know, the right medication and trying to get my life back. So You guys have definitely, like I said, I have to listen to you. I have to laugh. It's the only way I can laugh.
And did you start at like episode one of the podcast or how did you do it?
Oh yeah. Oh okay. Yeah.
Chronological.
I've been through all of them. I've went back and listened to some when I'm like all caught up and don't have anything to listen to.
Wow. Damn.
But I mean, yeah, I'm actually have a few to listen to right now. So that's good. I'm happy.
What about the docuseries, the 6-part docuseries, The History of Roz and Mocha? Did you listen to that?
All of it, of course.
Oh, okay. Nice. Like it.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Do you have any, since you're on the phone, do you have any questions for us or for anybody on the team? Like whether it's about the docuseries or the show in general, like Damon Mori's here as well. Maria's here as well. Shem, AKA Cheesecake, is here as well.
Gosh, I can't. It's too much pressure.
You got to stop asking people if they have any questions. Literally, nobody has ever been able to come up with a question.
No, that's so hard. I have so many questions.
We have your number. Like, we can call you back at some point and, like, you know, if you have some questions prepared. But you guys want to say hi? Say what's up.
Hey.
Hi, Gina.
We have something in common.
Maria. Yeah. What's that, Dan Mori?
Oh, my aunt has Crohn's.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
People bond over the weirdest things. You know what I'm saying?
Good? Just tell me that she's doing good. Okay.
She's doing well. Oh, Matthew's ex has it.
I'm starting to think this woman started listening to the podcast, Maury. Maybe you give Crohn's.
Damn, bro.
That's three people. I don't have one person in my life that has Crohn's. Like Maury is three now.
Flare-up king. All right. Gina, sending you a ton of love on your special day.
Yeah, what?
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
Are you going to ask me?
Of course, Gina. If you let me do my damn thing.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Gina, happy birthday. Sending you a ton of love from everybody here on the Roz and Mocha Show. We appreciate you. We appreciate the time that we get to share with you every single day. Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
It's Roz. It's always been Roz. Forever will be Roz.
Oh, you're the best.
You must be going through a flare-up right now.
You're the best.
Love you, Gina. Happy birthday.
Love you. Thank you so much.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Well, Oreo fans, Oreo Cakesters are finally back in Canada. I know a lot of people in this country are super pumped that they are back.
I just found out what those things are.
Oh, yeah, I had no idea because
I don't eat that stuff.
Classic,
right?
Oreo, like, taste.
Literally the best thing.
It's an Oreo just with, like, instead of the cookie, it's cakey, right?
Yeah.
Is that the deal?
So good.
So look at you guys.
So they got free samples that they're giving out at their pop-up at Union Station. Today is actually the last day, and William Nylander from the Toronto Maple Leafs is all a part of this and opened up his own Willie Good Cake Shop in celebration of the return of the Oreo Cakesters in Canada. Damon Mori chatting and talking jokes, telling jokes to William Nylander.
William Nylander, it is so good to see you again. You bake me so happy.
Of course, always.
Because, like, bake instead of make?
I get it.
Okay. Are Oreo cookies your new domain?
Yes.
Domain? Do you get it?
Yeah.
Should I have separated that a little more?
I think a little slower.
Oh. Are Oreo cookies your new domain?
Yes.
Why did the Oreo go to the dentist?
Oh, my God.
To...
No. Just say, I don't know.
I don't know.
Have you never been told a joke before?
Always.
So you just go, I don't know.
I know the answers all the time.
Oh, what were you going to say?
Something to do with its filling.
Because it lost its filling.
Oh.
You literally stole my joke.
Wow.
One step ahead of you.
Okay, so why don't Oreo cookies tell secrets?
I don't know.
Oh, now you don't know.
No.
They might crumble under pressure. What's an Oreo cookie's favorite workout?
I don't know.
Crunches.
Ah, that's a good one.
When it comes to Oreo cookies or Oreo Cakesters, do you like it soft or hard?
Oh, no.
Soft.
We like Nylander.
Would you rather have to stop everything and lick the cream out of an Oreo every time you missed a goal, or drink blended Oreos instead of water after every practice?
Stop and lick the cream out of an Oreo.
Why is that?
I don't know. I like that filling.
Cool. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Oh, it's my only, God.
It only, my favorite part of these interviews that Maury does, where he just tells jokes, is that there's a point where they realize, oh my God, this is all we're doing right now.
Totally.
Because, like, one joke off the top, they're like, haha, funny. Yeah. Okay, now let's
we're
get
talk
to
all
it.
This stuff.
Like, there's always a moment where he's like, this is it, huh?
Uh-huh.
They're like, this is what we're doing?
This is what we're
right
doing
now?
For a
this
full is, like, minute
this is,
40?
This is all we're doing right now? This? Was he looking around at his people?
He was on his phone talking to his sister.
Yo, shout out to William Nylander of the Leafs. Oreo Cakesters are back in Canada.
Guy.
You can get your free sample. Today is the last day at Union Station.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Pineapple Pat, welcome back to the Roz and Mocha Show. How's it going?
Good. How you doing, Mocha?
Good, buddy. Pineapple Pat, been a flaming Romo since day one. A Roz and Mocha super fan. What's going on, dude?
So, Mocha, I know you will hate to pay for YouTube Premium.
So Mocha doesn't, that's the ongoing thing is that Mocha refuses. He has so many subscriptions in his life. He has everything, but he refuses to pay for YouTube Premium. And so anytime he needs to play something off YouTube on the show, we got to sit and suffer through the ads. And he just refuses to do it. And it's quite infuriating. So go on, Pineapple Pat.
So I have the thing for you.
Okay.
It's called...
You know, isn't that what Maury has in the nightstand?
Oh, no. Oh, God. Well, why did you say that?
So it's an app you can get. So if you have like a set-top box or like Android box hooked up to your TV or whatever, you can also run like different emulators on your Mac. Like if I know you run iPhone, so you don't like, you can't run it on iPhone, unfortunately.
Okay.
But if you have the stuff at home, like a set-top box or Android box at home, you can install the app on those devices.
Man, this is malware. Is this like, am I going to get spied on or get hustled in some way?
No. So
pause for a sec, Pineapple Pat. Do you have any idea what he's talking about with a set-top box? Like, you're way too advanced with this conversation
like,
right
I
now.
Know. I will DM, like, Pineapple Pat is a super nerd too, right?
Yeah.
So computer tech questions, I go to Pineapple Pat for. So yes, I do appreciate all the advice. But man, you gotta in the DMs.
He's not there yet, man.
You gotta write it out. You gotta send me examples.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. So the thing is, like, the only reason I'm mentioning it too is because, like, this is all like, so the source code. So like, exactly like all.
Pineapple Pat, okay, we can't sit here and have a conversation about set-top boxes and source code to try and sort out why Mocha won't buy YouTube Premium. Like, it's just, it's impossible, man.
I'm not trying to convince him to do that. I'm just trying to say that, like, that he has a way out. And it's actually even better than what YouTube Premium has to offer. So there's like a whole process to it, but like,
man, I'm sure at some point we're gonna get in trouble for this conversation.
I know.
Can't be talking about this.
So you might have to bleep out a bunch of this. Actually,
yeah. We did. Don't worry. We did. Don't worry. Hey, let's talk about cooler stuff now. Did you see that video that Pineapple Pat sent me a video of his kid on the toboggan? Did you see that video?
No.
So Pineapple Pat puts his kid. Is that your kid?
Yeah. That's my kid.
So Pineapple Pat puts his kid on a toboggan and has like a remote control car, right?
What?
Like a little car that he hooked to the front of the toboggan, and he's standing there working the remote while this thing drags the kid around. Look at this video. Look at how crazy this is.
Oh my
watch.
That's
how fast it goes.
Smart dad right there.
Look at.
Yo, you're whipping that kid around like crazy in the park.
That's like an RC car. Like, that is like expert dad level right there. He's not moving his feet at all. The kid's having the time of his life.
What gave you that idea, Pat?
Actually, I just figured I'd give it a shot to try to see.
Don't say you watch something on.
See, he cracked the source code, Mocha, and he realized that if you hook up an RC car to a toboggan on your STBP.
Anyway,
you're
Pat,
great.
Appreciate you, dog. Love you, man. Thank you so much.
All right, man.
I'll ask you once again, because every time you're on the show, we always ask, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
I have mad respect for Roz, for his book, and for a lot of the shit that he got me out of. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but like, my dad passed away, we're coming up on 2 years now.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man.
So, you guys been there through like thick and thin with me through everything. So, I refuse to answer.
But you have to though, man.
You can say it's not me, Pat.
No, it's definitely gonna be Ross.
Did not see the source code on that.
But Mocha, listen, reach out to me. We'll talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
We will. I won't understand, we will.
If Mocha goes home with all sorts of things and starts explaining this to his wife, she's going to kill him. Wait, babes, I got to hook up all this stuff to the television.
I got to climb on the roof.
It's two things. It's literally just get shield.
Okay, bro. He's not happening. Pat.
Listen, I'll just sit through the 30-second ads. Later, dude.
All right, man. Take care, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.